This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really. Really, get involved. Get engaged. Get. Do something. It's really that simple. Just do something. Well, look, what do you want from me? It was working. Always appreciate the time spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being a part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you got to go there. Give me your email address, okay? That simple. Just give me your email address, and we send an email by once a week. We try to. I screwed up the last two of them, but that's my fault, not yours. If you want to be notified by text, you can text me, TRS, to 55222. Text TRS to 55222, and we'll send you out a text. Let you know the show's starting, maybe even what we're going to be talking about, what we're doing, and that kind of thing. So I do appreciate the time you spend with us. And look, we've got so much going on, and I don't want to sound like the other guy. You know, we have breaking news. We got, you know what I'm saying? I always want to say, but there is a lot happening. There's a lot happening in the news. There's a lot to, you know... You heard Kimberly Marin last night said, hey, you got to, it's hard to keep track of everything. We're news junkies. We get it all the time. We're in it all the time. So it's hard for you guys to know and truly understand the effect that some of these things have on us. You know, I've had conversations with some people that listen to the show and that I'm working on projects with. And I am... Maybe I'm the idiot. I don't know. I'm thoroughly surprised at how much they don't know. Now, I realize that, again, we're in it, like Kimberly said, we're in it every day. I got it. But still, if something's going on in and around you, you need to track. You need to keep track of whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. So, I don't know which one of these stories to do first.
The one about Carson breaking the law.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. That's going to be somewhat of a longer segment, so I have to figure out what I'm going to do with that, or how I'm going to do that, or when I'm going to do it. How's that? I could do the Franklin Graham one. Ben Carson. Well, I can hit the first few minutes of it anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Dems have been having a field day with breaking the law. The proof that they believe that the law doesn't apply to them is what they allowed to happen under President Obama, right? What they allowed Attorney General Lynch to do, what they allowed Attorney General Holder to do. All these things seem to be fine to them. They didn't care what the law had to say. Remember, at the time, they couldn't find a copy of the Constitution. It didn't exist anywhere in D.C. President Trump becomes a president. Actually, he gets voted in November. In December, apparently, he already started ripping the Constitution apart. Apparently, the Dems found a copy of the Constitution. Or I should say, found their copy of the Constitution. So, you know, and they started on him right away. So now they're screaming about who's breaking the law and how the law is being broken. And they want Attorney General Barr to not only break the law, but, you know, just really, really give them whatever they want. And they want, you know, 10 years of Trump's tax return. They're demanding these, not because they think he should show them to them, because they are looking for a crime. They don't have a crime that they're investigating. They are looking for a crime. Do you think that if Mueller was looking for connection between Russia and Trump, do you not believe that he would have asked for 10 years of tax returns? So Carson, in a hearing today, he was clashing with the Dems. Yeah, see, I'm not going to have time to do it, so I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to do it at the very end. All right, and basically what it boiled down to, that he was facing criticism from Democrats because he fielded questions about the fact that he was going to strip public housing assistance for illegal immigrants. The problem is that Representative Carolyn Maloney said that, that he would be sending thousands of American families to the streets. The problem is if you're here illegally, you're not really an American family. Now, are you? Right? She said that she found it despicable that he was going to put all these American kids on the street. You know, he did that. She did it that way on purpose. She said many of these kids were born here legally and their parents are here illegally. Well, heck, all we'll do is maybe we'll start a kindergarten or a day school or a center for kids that are here illegally and the parents who aren't. Maybe if their kids have been here and they really cared about their kids and they really cared about the kids being able to stay in this country, maybe they needed to go see an attorney. Maybe they needed to start to make the situation legal. But we always want to give them a pass. We always want to give... Everybody gets a pass except for the American citizen, right? Mm-hmm. Except for the veteran. Except for the taxpayer. Everybody else gets a pass. Is that a problem? Now, here's the other thing that Carson said. It is against the law to rent a place, right? A law housing, subsidized housing to an illegal. To which the low IQ representative from New York, Carolyn Maloney, says, those children are here legally. Carolyn, the children are under 18 and therefore can't sign a rental agreement. So the agreement was made out to illegal aliens. Period. Oh, they make me crazy. Just drive me out of my cotton-picking mind. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sherry Behrens is going to join me. She's a journalist and expert on strategies and propaganda used by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You know, and again, I hate saying it this way, but I mean it. I mean, there's 3,000 other shows out there. If this one doesn't turn you on, go find another one. But get informed and get engaged before you start spewing. So when you're listening to these shows, don't believe everything. Look, don't believe everything I say. I screw up all the time. Do a little bit of your own homework, all right? But when you get this information, check it out, then speak to other people about it. Don't spew the party line. Don't spew the last Twitter title that you got or heading that you got. Make sure that you understand what you're talking about. Otherwise, you know better than the ones you're screaming about. You know better than the what you call the low IQ Dems, right? Or as what did Nancy Pelosi call them? The uninformed voters when she was starting to lose her people. Anyhow, now we've had Sherry's articles on our website several times, and finally been able to get her on with us. Sherry Behrens is a journalist, expert on strategies and propaganda used by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and in America. Now, she's an author of An American Woman Living in Egypt, Life During an Islamic Takeover. Sherry, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So do us a favor, because most people don't know who you are. Give us an overview, you know, the 80,000-foot overview of who you are and how you got involved with this to begin with.
Reporting,
journalism,
I
that kind of
went
stuff.
To Egypt yeah. first to do research, and then I eventually ended up going to university there, and I got a job there with the Ministry of Culture, and I married an Egyptian. And while I was there and working there, the Arab Spring happened. So I started documenting that, and I discovered that there was U.S. involvement and all kinds of things, so I wrote a book about it.
Now, when you say, you know, when you married an Egyptian, did he not know what you were doing or what your mindset was like or any of that?
You know, he was very open-minded and didn't like what he was witnessing, especially he has four sisters. So he didn't like the, like, Islamification of women in Egypt. So we were on the same wavelength. Then when the Arab Spring hit, you had to either be against it, because it was really an Islamic Spring. It wasn't an Arab Spring at all. So, of course, we've had lots of conversations. He started to read my book, and at one point, the information in it, though true, upset him so much that because he felt that I would be killed over it. So he's not fully aware of everything I've written about. he doesn't really want to be afraid for me. So
we're
on the
really,
same wavelength.
He wasn't really saying that what you were writing was incorrect. He was more worried about your safety.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's
yeah.
Nice
to know. Certain things are taboo in a Muslim country. There's
right.
certain things you don't question. There's certain things you don't go against the grain. So when he saw what I was writing about, he actually freaked out at first. So, but anyway, he's kind of over that. We've talked about it, and it is what it is.
Well, okay, so we throw words around in this country. We throw phrases around in this country like we have a clue, right? So tell me for real, all right, what the Islamic Spring was, what the Muslim Spring was all about. What is it really?
Well, it was in the planning stage for years, and Americans were made out to believe that it was a spontaneous thing, but it wasn't. First of all, the State Department was involved. Right after Obama was elected president, the State Department held what they called a youth movement summit, and Muslim Brotherhood youth went to that, and they met also at the summit was like CNN, MSNBC, all the mainstream media representatives, and also Facebook and Google, and I think it was YouTube representatives. And so these revolutionists, they were Muslim Brotherhood youth, were linked up with mainstream media and social media. And then they were funneled into, I document all this in my book, so I'm kind of summarizing it here. They were funneled into, for lack of a better word, a CIA coup training camp. The CIA had long before set up like a system of resistance training and civil disobedience to take over governments. You form a false, you get a pretext for a protest, and then there's a false flag at the protest, and you blame it on the police. And then it causes, you know, total chaos and violence and disruption, and the government is taken down. And this was done in a few countries. And so this is by 2009, the Muslim Brotherhood youth were meeting with Congress members and Hillary Clinton, and then and Obama, I believe. One report has told me that. And then by 2010, the Muslim Brotherhood fully knew that they had the support of the Obama administration. So then they plotted with Facebook to have a Facebook page to start a protest, and it was supposedly about unemployment and things like that. And then within the first couple of days, there were sniper shootings off the rooftops. This was all broadcast by CNN and made everybody believe something that wasn't really true. It was Muslim Brotherhood that did the sniper firing, but it was blamed on security police. Now, also in my book, I give a very detailed picture of the security police in Egypt. Very professional. They had there had been horrible terrorist attacks nonstop throughout the 1990s. So they had a new system of finding hideouts and going underground and getting the terrorists. So there was hardly any terrorist attacks like from 2001 to about 2010. So the main thing they wanted to get rid of was the security police because they were so effective. So they blamed it on the security police and the regime. There was no regime. And Obama immediately started calling for Mubarak to step down. And the truth was, Mubarak, they had to get rid of Mubarak because Mubarak was an ally of Israel. Mubarak helped keep the borders safe with Israel. And so it was all like a well-plotted out thing, and it went boom, 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 boom. I mean, it looked like it was all spontaneous, but it wasn't. And the Brotherhood later even admitted that they were the snipers. And it also came out in the trials later. So, but continuously, all you ever saw on CNN were lies. And that was when I really realized I have to document all this, because I would look out my window or I would try to go in my streets and there was violence and chaos and all these things that the other thing too is Hamas broke out like 30,000.
Right. So let's hit that after the break. We believe in capitalism here, so we're going to take a quick break. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Sherry Behrens joins us. She's a journalist and expert on the strategies and propaganda used by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of both the Senate and the House met in private with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other administration officials about tensions with Iran. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Schmidt, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says Iran has backed off a bit, but he doesn't know if the tension has died down.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to calculate. There's a lot going on in a lot of different places, so I would hesitate to say it's de-escalated at this point.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the warnings to Iran are met as a caution.
Our biggest focus at this point is
to prevent Iranian miscalculation. This is about deterrence, not about war.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can also check out the stations, the times the show that the show airs. We're also, you can find us on several outlets online. Just type the name of the show. You'll find us somewhere. I want to get back to our guest. Sherry Behrens joins us. She's a journalist and expert on strategies and propaganda used by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and in America, for that matter. She's also the author of An American Woman Living in Egypt, Life During an Islamic Takeover. We'll also head for the phones in a second. Sherry, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You were talking about the, you started to talk about the prison breaks there in Egypt and what that actually did.
Well, again, I bring it up because CNN didn't report any of it, and this was a big turning point. Right immediately after the protests broke out in Cairo, Egypt, Hamas crossed the border, and it was set up so that no one stopped them. And they crossed through the Sinai and went into Cairo. So we're talking about a very long distance. And there were about 800 of them. And they were given 4x4s with machine guns and everything. And they when they got close to the prisons in the Cairo metropolitan area, they stormed the prison gates, killed guards, and they released Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood leadership, and even Hezbollah. And this all happened within like minutes of each other. It was so well plotted out and organized. So we had about 30,000 escaped prisoners on the streets, and they had all pretty much been radicalized, because this is one of the strategies of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they do this in America too. They target the prisons. They recruit and radicalize in the prisons, and then they funnel them into the jihadi camps that are already established here. So they also, at the same time, all within a matter of hours, targeted the major police stations. And I even filmed our police station we're like right on the Nile, our apartment, and I overlook a big section because it's it's on two streets. Anyway, I filmed the police station being broken into, and police were killed, and the prisoners were released, and they took, you know, the weapons. So this was happening, and everybody knew about it. It was on local TV, and CNN would just report lies. they would have Muslim Brotherhood youth interviewed on CNN, acting like it was all about democracy, and it was totally about an Islamic takeover. So I just wanted to get that little bit in there. Quite a terrifying experience.
Well, I can imagine. I can only imagine. All right, so right now we've got Bob from Skokie on the line. He wants to make a comment about your book. Bob, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you very much. Hello, Sherry. It's Bob. Hello?
Bob, hello. This
how
is great.
You? How are
I'm
you?
I'm good.
I just want
glad
to say,
you called in.
Yeah. I just want to say how courageous I think you are and how I appreciate that you're risking your life to bring the truth to us. And like you and I have discussed, the people on the right have to band together to stop this threat. And we've got to really make a good move here. And maybe Joe's the man to lead us. So that's really all I would say. But it's so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, I'm so happy to connect. It's all been on Facebook and messages and things. So I'm really happy to hear your voice connection.
Likewise. Well, thank you so
Bob,
much.
Bob, thanks for the confidence vote there. But I think Sherry should lead us all. Thanks for calling.
We've got to do something. We've got to do something. You know, this Facebook is getting to be a real problem. They're shutting our comments down all the time. We've got to come up with a better platform,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. But you know what? I got to tell you something. While Sherry's on here, too, we've tried to move to other platforms. I know some of my friends are going to get mad at me, but we are like little sheep being led to the slaughter. Can't get them off of Facebook. Even when we bring them to other platforms, they put links back to Facebook on it. It's like, guys, if you want this to work, you move. You know, if you want to quit smoking, you don't quit smoking by cutting down one cigarette a day. You stop. And that's the only way we're going to fix this. Anyhow. Hey, thanks for calling
right.
in. I appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks, Bob. Great hearing you.
Sherry, so nice to talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Sherry.
I just posted this a couple of days ago because I've been having a hard time on Facebook. So I posted that we need to start going to different social media platforms. But people are resistant, and like you just explained. So I think that's a must before the 2020 election because I think more and more we're going to be censored. And I would say about a third of my Facebook friends are going to be totally banned. They're not going to be able to talk about anything.
You got Facebook, Twitter, and a few others, right? And they keep telling people they are going to push the conversation. They are going to be the ones that decide, you know, what message gets out, which one doesn't. So there's a dozen other ways to do it. You know, we have switched now. By the way, I'll plug it. If you want information about the show, if you want to know when the show's coming on, I can text you. That's one way they haven't figured out how to shut down for the moment. So, you know, if you text TRS to 55222, you'll get notices as to when the show's going to start. We've had people send us images that when an email goes out, Google or Google-based servers will say that our site is a site known for spamming people. And so people don't open up their email because they think it's a fake email. This is a problem, you know?
Well, I've seen Google change radically. Starting in 2010, I was documenting all the attacks on Christians throughout Africa. And all of a sudden, you stopped seeing. In fact, right when the Arab Spring started in, like, December of 2010, January 2011, that's when suddenly Google absolutely started changing the feed. Like, if I would, I already had something bookmarked, a massacre in whatever, and I would go back to that, it would be removed. And if I tried Googling it, it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
So there's been massive coordination with Google and YouTube. And just today, I follow all the CARE, Council of
Right.
American Islamic, whatever, and which is a Muslim Brotherhood group. And I follow the national, CARE National, and all the state affiliates in some of the big cities. And I follow them every day and look at everything they tweet. Now, I got to tell you, they boldly are tweeting that they're helping get conservatives banned off of Twitter and Facebook. And they today congratulated, I think it was the Proud Boys being removed or something. And this is to me very terrifying. being censored. And I think the another thing that happened in Egypt was as soon as the Brotherhood took power, they started censoring the media, the internet media and hard copy. They arrested editors, and anybody that told any kind of truthful thing, they would be arrested. And I'm talking arrested, all right?
Right.
Just because you were writing internet news or whatever. And it was really scary. And at the time, I had a different website. That was taken off. And so I'm seeing all these things happening here, and I find it terrifying, absolutely terrifying. And it's very well plotted out, the propaganda, the censorship, and we just need a different social media platform where before the 2020 elections, because otherwise, how are we going to know what's going on? Really?
Well, you know, it's funny. We've jumped on a couple of other ones, and they turn out to be not what they're supposed to be. One of the ones that I recently jumped on was USA.live, and I've been watching it. I've been paying attention to what they're putting up there and what they've got going on and what have you. Easy to use. But, you know, I don't know where they're going to end up. We've been bitten so many times now that we're real shy in telling other people to go somewhere. It is a site owned by a Christian guy with quite a bit of money, so chances are it won't just shut down. But, hey, let me get back to something, you know, with something you talked about earlier. You know, when you saw this happening in Egypt, when you saw what was going on, the Egyptians as a whole, you know, who were used to some kind of freedom, now this is all going to change. What is the average, I don't know, what's the mindset, what's the energy level there with the average Egyptian? Is this what they really want?
Well, first of all, when the Brotherhood started taking over, they started changing the constitution into an Islamic constitution, and all kinds of things start happening, very scary things. I have a hard time getting used to that. It startles me every time.
So it startles me, too. Don't feel bad. So we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. We'll make this happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Sherry Behrens joins us just on the other side of the break.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Look, head over to the website. Give me your email address. We send out an email a week. I'm not one of those guys that sends you five a day because it makes me crazy. Plus, I'd have to send them, and you have to read them. So we send about once a week. We'll let you know what's going on, and we can buy the book, the coffee mug, and so much more. Let me just bring it back on because I don't want to lose the time I have with her. Sherry Behrens joins us. She's a journalist and expert on the strategies and propaganda used by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and in America. She's the author of The American Woman Living in Egypt, Life During an Islamic Takeover. Sherry, where do you get the book?
You can get it at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Those are the easiest places.
Well,
but it should be available at any basic bookstore. You can have it ordered if it's not in stock.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking when you were talking, Amazon took the book?
Well, I had to go through a very sneaky little process to get it on there, and I think at some point they're going to ban it. It's there now. I think at some point they'll probably get rid of it. I had to go through sly little avenues so that they aren't really distributing it. It gets kind of funneled. Yeah, I was careful about that because I knew I wouldn't last. I'm on an Islamophobic watch list.
Oh, yes.
Care.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I figured Amazon would be the first one to dump me, so I was careful.
I think it's so funny. You're in it, you lived in it, you study it. One of the things I want to ask you, but next time you're on, I'll ask you because I don't want to eat up a whole bunch of time. But I usually say to people, you know, okay, so you're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood, you're talking about Egypt. What makes you the expert? Why do you have a right to speak to this? You know, and if you can keep that in under 10 minutes, I can look. See, well, because, you know, you have to admit, you hear people all the time, and you know that you sit there, you listen to radio, you're listening to a podcast, and somebody's talking about the Muslim Brotherhood or Egypt or some kind of Islamic, and you're shaking your head and going, no, that's not true, that's not right. And I get nervous sometimes because when some of the quote-unquote experts speak, and they're spewing misinformation, when our people find out it's misinformation, what does it do to the true stuff? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, first of all, the Muslim Brotherhood was birthed in Egypt. So it's not hard to find, if you're living in Egypt, to find all the documentation of the various terrorist attacks they've done, who they were in cahoots with, when they plotted assassinations. You know, they attempted an assassination plot on Mubarak. They were always aligned with Al-Qaeda. In fact, the current leader of Al-Qaeda started out as a Muslim Brotherhood, and he started out as a youth. So he was part of the militant youth, the special secret apparatus, they called it. So all of these things, pretty much, it's very available to document the history of their violence. And every president in Egypt has had to combat it, so it's been an ongoing thing. And then they went sort of underground, portraying themselves as the moderates of Islam, but they were still working in tandem. Every time there would be a horrible massacre, like one took place in Luxor in 1997, when they dig into it and they find out that it. One group is blamed for it, called Gama al-Islamiyah, but they were co-founded as, they started out as Muslim Brotherhood members, and then the al-Jihad split off of that. So what they do is they interchange members, they belong to the same, like you'll belong to the Brotherhood and the other two groups, and then together they plot, like, a massacre, right? They participate in it. So then they periodically got banned, and they would move to Sudan, where they would then do more terrorist attacks and plots. And so it's pretty easy to uncover it all because it's not, like, hidden. The only place it's hidden is here in America because they're here and they don't want this information out. Now, in my book, I give sources, links, everything, because I know that there's doubters. Nobody knows more than me. I've been accused of all kinds of things, but it's really easy to trace their history, and it's always been violent. They totally believe in jihad and conquering and creating a global caliphate. And there's even in my book I have the links to intel reports and Homeland Security reports to Congress, and they document it too. They talk about how violent the Muslim Brotherhood are. So I've put together firsthand reports and intel docs and all this stuff, and that's why I'm sort of a expert.
Did you?
And then I did research here in America, the American Muslim Brotherhood. So, in fact, that one got me, that's how my website got banned, is because I exposed the Muslim Brotherhood. So
how many Muslim groups, like, you know, you've got Al-Qaeda, you got ISIS, you got the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, how many of these groups, splinter groups, small groups, are out there in and about in this country, do you think?
In America?
Yeah.
I would say, well, let me think off the top of my head here. One thing they do is they split into offshoot groups. They call themselves something else, but they're still Muslim Brotherhood, and they're allied with the Muslim. It's like Al-Qaeda. You'll call yourself Al-Shabaab or whatever, but you pledge your allegiance to Al-Qaeda. So you're basically Al-Qaeda. You're following the same guidelines that the leader tells you to follow, and they all have the same goals. Not one of these groups are any different from the other. They want a global caliphate, and they'll do jihad to get to that point. They want Islamic law. Now, the Arab Spring and other
amazing thing that was happening was the Muslim Brotherhood in Tunisia, the Muslim Brotherhood in Algeria, and the Muslim Brotherhood in Morocco, they all were coordinating these Arab Spring countries at the same time. It was the Muslim Brotherhood wanted a North African caliphate. They wanted to have Islamic law. They wanted the governments removed and then Islamic law enforced and then to form an Islamic state of North Africa. That was the goal, and they were open about it. They posted it on their website. They talked about it in their speeches. Once they gained power, they were brazen. They openly told you what they were planning, and that was the plot. It almost happened in Egypt. It was pretty terrifying.
All right, so when we talk about Muslims and or, you know, Islam as a whole, one of the things I say, and you could, you know, feel free to tell me I'm off and I'm wrong, but I say, look, there are Muslims, you know, that equate to the same thing as the Catholics that only go to church twice a year. Christians only show up at a church maybe once or twice a year. They go, you know, for the two biggies, Easter and Christmas. I think that the same thing happens in a Muslim community. You have people that they're Muslims because grandma was Muslim or dad was Muslim or whatever it is, and would have a real hard time finding a mosque, let alone a Quran. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes and no. Yes, they're born Muslim. Okay, they consider themselves Muslim, and there's a big difference though. If they're just a Muslim by birth, in name only, I call it, and they don't go to mosque and they don't do the prayers and all that, and they're not wearing the fundamentalist clothing, that's how you can differentiate. If they're going practicing their faith, then they're being told what they have to do to be a good Muslim, which means they have to follow Islamic law and not American law. They have to isolate themselves and keep themselves separate from American culture. They have to keep their own community separate and distinct. And the biggest problem I have is the mosques, especially Muslim Brotherhood mosques, which are the majority in America. There's something like, I think it's between 3,200 and 3,500 mosques that we know of. And 80 to 90% of those are run by Muslim Brotherhood. So the ideology is being preached in all of those mosques of keeping separate and distinct, following Islamic law. I'll tell you right now, like California, where you are, there's three Shura councils. Muslims in California are going to Islamic law courtrooms when they have an issue. They don't, they stop at stop signs, they follow basic laws, but they're being told if they're going to be a practicing Muslim, they have to follow the Islamic rules. And so that's how I distinguish things. But the growing concern is 30 years ago, like I was at UCLA, and there were Muslim students there. They didn't wear the headscarves. They didn't try to isolate themselves. They wanted to assimilate. But it's this slow-growing thing that I witnessed in Egypt. And let me tell you, they started in the 60s. They got into the universities. They spread the propaganda. And over time, no one wore a headscarf. But over time, the enforcement of headscarves and the enforcement of going to mosque. I tell a story in my true story in my book about how they socially force men to go to mosques because it's in the mosque that they're taught these things and Islamic rules. And so there's the danger. You have an enormous extremism bubbling under the surface in America. Like I said, there's 85 to 90% of the mosques here are run by Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, you heard the music. We're up against the time. Where do people find out more information about you, Sherry?
I have a website, sherrybarons.net, and I have a lot of articles there.
Okay.
And then, of course, my book. My book is jam-packed with information, like about Muslim Brotherhood, terrorism, all right.